It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out. Look, when we were talking about some of the things, the apprehensions a BYU fan might have about trying to prop up somebody who could be a Heisman hopeful, This one talks about this text reaches out and makes a good point, and it speaks to you, Scott Mitchell, as the local skeptic. Last time BYU had a Heisman hopeful and talked about him, Taysom ended up with a season-ending injury. Ah, so you can respect that, Scott, the old like baseball move of we don't talk about it because someone's pitching a perfect game. You don't talk about it, right? Isn't that kind of the idea?
If it's baseball. I mean, baseball has a bunch of weird, dumb, unwritten rules anyways.
Football, you just got to take advantage of it.
Look, I'm a creature of routine. And I certainly had, my superstitions as a player. But I also was in this routine that helped me to play at a level that I could compete every week. But I also was someone who believed that you have to embrace it where you are. And who you are, and you can't walk away from, or you can't hide from, if you want to be a great player, you have to see yourself and be comfortable in that discussion as a great player. I mean, you're just never going to get away from some of those discussions, and it's just a whole lot easier to embrace it as opposed to getting away from it. So I get the whole superstition thing to a point, but I think you need to own who you are and be comfortable with it.
I just wanted to address that whole situation about people feeling like, well, that's why we don't talk about it. But we're going to kick off the next portion of the show as we always do.
Like that.
It's the 8:05 cut right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Let's just jump right in here, man.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so when it comes to the NFL, you have a lot of haves and have-nots. And this is one of those times of year, too, that you really have. It's gut check time for these teams. Because in some of them, they're gonna check their gut, and they're just going to walk right back into the locker room and sit down and pout. And so we're not only going to have a cut here. We're going to use our NFL insider, Scott Mitchell. It's our Ask Scott Anything segment. And you know what? You can also send a text in, 57500. You can ask Scott anything. Let's do it.
A-S-A. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions. Candid answers. Nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
Scott, I'm going to start off with an awkward question because that's kind of how we like to start things. When you played in the NFL, did you ever have to have a serious discussion with a teammate about how disgusting they were in the locker room?
Like how disgusting they were?
Right. Like
me personally?
Just in general, did the team have a little come to Jesus talk with some guys?
There was a situation, yes.
What happened?
It was a rookie offensive lineman who would never shower.
Oh, boy.
And what happens is you're in an NFL locker room for an entire day.
I love – See, what happens is the human body is very...
So what happens is usually most guys will come in the morning early and work out. And they work out hard, and so you sweat.
Oh, really? But
and then you go to a meeting, and you're in close quarters because there's a team meeting.
Yes.
And usually you sit next to your position group. It's almost 100% you sit with your position group. So then you have your position meetings, and it's usually in some kind of meeting room, which is always much smaller than it should be. Mm. So you're in these close quarters, and then you go out on the field and you have a walkthrough, right? And so even though it's a walkthrough, you still sweat.
Yeah, it's a stink through is what it is.
It is, okay? So now you've had two opportunities throughout the day to get stinky.
Right.
And then you go to practice. And then after practice, you watch film. You don't just go to practice and go home.
These sound like the worst days ever, by the way.
Well, they're brutal days. Under the best of circumstances, it's a long grinding day, a long grinding week, and quite frankly, a long grinding season.
A long grinding, disgustingly stinky.
So this guy would not shower. And they're like, Pigpen, he refused.
Wow.
He absolutely refused.
He dug in, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, so they said, well, let's explain something to you. And I'm sure, you know, today that would probably be normal, right? You know, the guy doesn't want to shower. Oh, well, you know, this is a generation. At the time, they said, no, we're gonna make sure you shower.
Oh, wow.
And they taped him up, and they showered him with his clothes on.
That's a rookie situation, too. You can do that. That's a little bit of hazing.
I'd never seen a situation where a guy would not shower.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it was kind of like, dude, it's
well, you
bad.
Know, it's funny to like explain to your kids. So, yeah, after practice, do you guys go in and shower? And it's like, no, we go and get in our cars and go home. It's like, oh.
Oh, I was shocked when I started coaching high school football.
Was it like that already when you were coaching in the late 2000s?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was just 100%.
But I actually, after a while, said, you know what? I get it. I understand why you don't. And so I never – at first I just was like, this is really strange. But they go to school and they go to practice. And after practice, they go home.
They
so
go
it's
home.
Like, I'll just go home and take a shower at home.
Sense, yeah. Okay. Scott, here's the next thing I want to ask you about. You've been on teams that have had mixed success in the NFL.
Right.
Played for the Dolphins and won a lot of games. Not every year, but, you know, won a lot. You know, had a Hall of Fame quarterback that was running things. And then when you took over, you guys still won. And when you went to the Lions, you guys went to the playoffs. You guys, I think, were the last team to go to the playoffs for the Lions. But you also played for some teams that were stinkville, that did not take showers at the end of practice. And I want to know when the motivation, how hard it is to keep that motivation going when the season looks all but lost. Because what's weird is the NFC East has so many terrible teams that all those teams still have a chance.
Right.
But then there are divisions.
Normally they wouldn't.
But, yes.
Yeah.
But I look at like the most glaring example right now to me is in the NFC South, and it's the Atlanta Falcons. They're 0-7.
Right. Or the Jets.
Or the Jets. Yeah. And those guys have to show up to practice. Well, the day off's tomorrow, right? But they had to show up to – or no, it was today.
Today.
But they had to show up to practice on Monday and even tomorrow – and they have to put their stuff on, and they know that they're not going to the playoffs, Scott. How on earth do you stay motivated in an NFL season? In this
situation? Well, I kind of explained to you the routine and schedule of a day, and it's a long day. And Monday's a long day. Of course, Tuesday's off, but it's not really off. Even if you're a quarterback, Tuesday is not off. Tuesday is off, but Tuesday night is not off.
Tuesday night, okay.
No, and you start getting the game plan and – but most guys will do something even on their day off. And so Wednesday's a big day. Thursday's a big day. Friday is your lightest day, but still it's a pretty grinding day. And then Saturday, you're either going to travel, but you're going to end up in a hotel and you're going to have meetings in the morning and you're going to have meetings in the evening, even the day before a football game. So the schedule is a grind in the best of circumstances. And when you're losing, you still have to go through all of that. You can't just show up, get off the bus, and boom, you're playing. Or you're going to get your lunch eaten. And even if you're a bad team, you're still going to get your lunch eaten. But you still go through the process of preparing yourself, which is hard. And it's really hard because you kind of think and hope that you're going to play. And imagine doing that for 2 months. And I'm just – it's mind-numbing. It's so mind-numbing. When your team is winning and things are great, you cannot wait to get to the game. You cannot wait for, you know, practice. You're excited about everything, and everything goes lightning fast When you're winning, the season just flies by. When you're losing, it's like every practice can't end soon enough. Every day can't, and it really starts weighing in on your mind. And you look at the Dallas Cowboys.
How are they supposed to keep? But like as an organization, because there's also this weird thing that happens in college. It's kind of like, you know, we're at a school here, and so we can at least hide behind the fact that you got some student things. You got to, hey, go to your classes, take your test, blah, blah, blah. This is like, hey, you guys, we're all a bunch of millionaires in this room, and we've failed, and we're not even halfway through the season.
So here's how you deal with it, okay? No matter what, no matter how well or how poorly your team plays, you're a professional, and you're going to be graded, and you're either going to stick around or you're not. Team success doesn't necessarily equate to whether you're there or whether they go in a different direction. Most often, it's a coach. So if your coach is getting fired, you want to make sure that you keep in a good position with that coach, because guess what? He may be your coach down the road again, and that happens often. So if you're with a coach, you know, like Dallas, like these players are throwing these coaches under the bus, and it's not a good move. And you trust me, I've thrown a coach under the bus and it didn't work out. but so you're not only playing for the coach that's there who could be your coach in the future, you're also playing for the new coach who's going to come in because your team's so bad. And you don't want to be a guy when he looks at the film and he reviews all of what he has, he goes, we got to get rid of that guy and get rid of him in a hurry. And so you're a professional. It's your job. You do it regardless of your record. We'll and that's how you kind of stay in the focus.
That was
the only way.
Actually. That was Ask Scott Anything. You can tell by the fire behind his voice that he's been in some of those tough locker room situations.
Unfortunately. Not many, but I've been there.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television is going to join us. I have an update from the Game 6 of the World Series that's going on right now as well between the Dodgers and the Rays. Stay with us. It's KSL News Radio. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.